Isaac, Zach, Taylor from Hanson. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello. Hey,
good. Yeah,
very
thanks
good.
For having us.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time. First of all, I want to say congratulations on being a group for 30 years. That's such a huge accomplishment.
In some ways, it feels like an accomplishment. In some ways, it feels like just living for 30 years.
Yes, we showed up. Some days it feels like it's very fast and some days it feels very long.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Also, I wanted to say congrats and also just thank you for having 6 Canadian dates on your tour. Oh. Not everybody does that. So seeing that many, like speaking on behalf of the Canadian fans, that's amazing. Thank you guys.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. We've always had great shows in Canada. I mean, honestly, without sarcasm, like nicest people in the world are Canadians. And so like, it's great to play shows there because you get great feedback and so
engaged
and some and of loud. The loudest.
Yeah. Okay, we got to talk about Red, Green, Blue. This is such a unique album due to the fact that you guys each controlled a third of the album, but I want to break down exactly how that worked.
Yeah, so we did want to have certain things that would go throughout the whole record because we knew at a certain point it wasn't going to be released as 3 projects. It was going to be put out as 1 story. And so we decided to work with Jim Scott, who's an amazing producer, engineer. You know, he's done like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Tom Petty and like
Jackson Brown,
a million amazing artists. And we also brought in our friend David Garza, who he's done like Midland and Fiona Apple, and is an amazing artist in his own right that we've known for years and years, because we knew we'd be taking away the collaborative partners of each other, right? But you still wanted to have some sort of sense of people to bounce off of, people to share that overarching vision between the three.
Yeah, it was mostly me. I just didn't want to be alone in a cave.
Yeah, so we were there for each other, supporting each other, but the control mechanisms of sort of everyone's responsible, everyone's in charge, that was gone. Yeah. Which was both really cool and freeing and also sometimes a little terrifying because you're sort of like, what is he going to do? Right. And you're also like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one responsible. This better be good.
Exactly. It's all your fault. You know, we started a record company back in 2003, left our major label, sort of set up Chapter 2. And, you know, from the beginning it was, hey, this is about building a story. It's about a relationship with fans. It's about, you know, where do we want to be in 10 years? And where do we want to have having the independence to make those decisions? And so I think a huge, you know, feeling of victory now in this point in our lives is just the fact that we've defined success for ourselves in many senses. It's like just success is, you know, going out there and playing a great live show and having filled rooms all over the place, having fans engaged in our community online, and most importantly, making things that we're proud of. Like that has to be the start. No matter what, you have a win there. Like if 10 people like it, or if, you know, 10 million people, either way, you like it.
10 is a 10 is a small number. That's only like our family.
Well, that's just my household. So
higher bar than 10.
Yeah.
That being said, is there still ever a sense of failure? Like, is there ever a fear that you will fail, or after 30 years, is it really just like, we're going to put out what we like and not worry about that?
You always have expectations that could not be reached. But
yeah,
I think the biggest thing about doing this for a really long time is you realize you're not really in control of most things. You're only really in control of the art you make, you know, and the time you put in, and mm-hmm. and that the rest is kind of up to the universe.
Well, you just put your whole self as much as you can into it and try and make it the best that it can possibly be. And you go out every night and you give the same.
Yeah, I like that outlook. Do you have a favorite song of each other's from this album?
Ooh, that's wow. We were just starting practice for the tour this week and playing No Matter the Reason off of Green. Great song. Really enjoy playing that. There's something kind of so satisfying about the way the lyrics come together and the harmonies.
It's my favorite song on the Green portion of the record. Yeah.
Child at Heart is a special song of those 5. And I know when we were talking about what was going to be released first, that was definitely one where I was going, if I get to vote, it's Child at Heart. Yeah. So that's definitely my choice for Red.
I agree with Zach on the Child at Heart Red portion, but Ramblin' Heart, which is another heart song, which I would like, I'm like, by the way, it's called Red, and then you have 2 songs that have heart in the title.
It's
like,
just meant to be.
He also had a song called Blood, but he decided not because it seemed a little, you know.
I honestly just decided to, as far as that side of things, to sort of let it be a little bit more honest and not go, hey, that doesn't work because of that. And one of the things that I think that is important to take away from us, you know, people have watched us for years. We've always been boring in the sense that we're about music. That's what we're doing. It's not about celebrity. It's not,
we're not
about,
boring to hang out with.
It's not, it, I say boring, you know, sort of, you know, tongue in cheek, but it's always been about the songs and music. And so for people that are, you know, looking out at the story, I feel like they're always looking for like the other thing that is the reason why maybe you're still doing it, but really that's the reason. I mean, the reason is that it matters to us. It mattered to start a label so we could keep the music on the track it was meant. We built a kind of fan community, really with the hope that that fan community would join us and kind of stick with us through high and low times. And the journey of trying things and being able to create things is just unbelievably cool. And you definitely hear something different on this record. Fans will hear, they will hear things, certain things that aren't there. I mean, there's definitely things on this record that you just, you don't get certain things from previous records.
It's,
but
the,
you
least,
get something
it's
else.
The least R&B record, I think.
Yeah, that's
made.
True.
Guys, don't tell them what it's not. Tell them what it is. She asked you about your favorites and you didn't finish telling her you liked it.
Would you say that the three songs that are out so far is a representation of what the rest of the album is for the band?
I think they're a good introduction. I think they definitely indicate the tone. No, they don't get everything because everybody's got ballads and up tempos and, you know, there's still mixes.
One of my favorite things about the project, even, you know, obviously the music is awesome. For me, getting to be a fan of Isaac and Taylor, I get to say that's a great song because I don't, you know, have responsibility for it. I get to be a fan, but ultimately it will hopefully change the way people listen to everything we've ever made because they can kind of decode more than ever. Oh, I bet you that's a little bit more of Taylor, or that's a little bit more of Zach, or Isaac.
And hear the contributions that each of us make in the various songs as well, because, you know, been co-writing all of our lives.
Yeah, leaving code.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, so I was watching the Bee Gees documentary the other day, and these are a group of brothers, and they said in the documentary that they work so well together because they're brothers and because they're family, they're able to like sync together on this other level. They kind of compared it to being like an instrument that doesn't exist. Do you feel like that's the same for you guys?
We grew up harmonizing. And I think especially with harmony, the familial connection is something that is really powerful. I remember seeing the Bee Gees perform. We got to see them one time. They were all still living. And they just, you know, we walked up to those microphones and this is what we do. We know what this is. And we still looked at them just like, what is going
my
on?
My jaw hit
so
the floor.
Powerful. That really, really points to the familial and the brother kind of power that can be there when you come together.
Well, so one thing I'll say about it to get technical, which is just, I think what's interesting about family harmony versus non-family harmony, it's the similarity in the voice timbre. Yeah. And so what happens is, even though I have the deepest voice of the three brothers, my voice still sounds more like Taylor's voice and more like Zach's voice than almost anybody.
Right.
And so when you do those harmonies and things, there's a crossing of the kind of the way that your voice vibrates.
It's like double
so
tracking yourself, kind of.
Yeah. It does create it almost like it's a chord on an instrument, not just three unique voices, because choirs have a different sound than three brothers multi-tracking themselves in the size of a choir. The Bee Gees are a great example of that. The Beach Boys are a great example of that. Three brothers in the Beach Boys of the five, you know, so, yeah, and a cousin, powerful. Mike Love, a first cousin. So that's almost a brother anyway.
The cousin blend is amazing.
Hanson Day is coming up. Congratulations. Yeah. Are we doing anything to celebrate?
So Hanson Day was a day that was supposed to be one day in 97, recognized by the Oklahoma governor. And then it just became kind of something our fans celebrate every year. So now Hanson Day is really Hanson Week. So we start on Monday with live streams. There's all kinds of live streams for Hanson.net members. And then on Thursday, live events start with like karaoke and people get to listen to the Red, Green, Blue album for the first time. So they'll be first people to hear it.
Part of the reason why it also worked is because our very first gig that we ever did as a trio that was more than just a couple of songs, a half hour show, was, I believe, May 15th of 1992. So 25 years since Middle of Nowhere, 30 years since we started as a band. It just so happened that both of those things happened in May. So it's just kind of been this doubling down of, okay, well, this is when the anniversary is. This is when the party has to be.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's been an absolute pleasure. The reputation is right. You guys are the nicest guys in the music industry.
Well, We'll try and keep up that facade.
That's what I thought.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, and happy birthday, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. 30. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys. Yeah.